Today is Shia Meshav Ruyami, Siman Tav Reish Chaf Gimel, and we are up to Sif Aleph, and this is the halachas of Seder Tfilas Ne'ila. The Ne'ila Omer Ashrei V'Kaddish Eino Omer Oval Tzion. For Ne'ila, we say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we say Ashrei and Kaddish, but we don't say Oval Tzion. That's the Shulchan Aruch. But as the Ramah adds very quickly, Hagah, Ukvar Sat Kasavti, we already wrote, the Ramah says, that the Minag Ashkenaz is not to say Uval Tzion and Mincha, but rather to say Ashrei and Uval Tzion before Ne'ila, Sifkat and Aleph, Kodim Ne'ila, Kedei Lahafsik Ba, Bein Tfilas Mincha, Letfilas Ne'ila, so that there'll be a separation between Mincha and Ne'ila. We are up to Siv Beis. Zman Tfilas Nila Kesha Chama Barosh Ailanos. Time of Nila is when the sun is at the top of the trees. Kedei Shiyashlim Oisa Samech LeShkiyas Achama. In order to finish it close to Shkiyas Achama. Now, what does Shkiyas Achama mean? Sounds like it means sunset. Mr. Brewer is going to point out, it means the end of the sunset, which is Tzeisak Ochavim, meaning you end Ne'ila, you should set out to start Ne'ila to be able to end it close to Tzeisak Ochavim. Let's see that inside now in the Mr. Brewer. Keshachama Barosh Ali Manois. So you start it when the sun is at the top of the trees. Hu ezes man kodem tchilas hashkia. So this is some time before the beginning of shkia, meaning before ben hashmashos, before astronomical sunset. That's when you should start ne'ila in order to finish it a little before the end of shkia, which is tzeisak ochavim. And that's what he means now. Umashikasav shiyam shlim samach l'shkiyas achama. And what the Shulchan Aruch means when he says, in order to finish the ne'ila close to shkia, doesn't mean the shkia as we know it, sunset, but rather ainu sof shkia, rather at the end of shkia, shehu tseis ha kochavim, which is the sabach lezeh hainu ma'at, and close to this a little bit is a little time before kodem tzeis ha kochavim. Now, I had said tchilas hashkia that I'm referring to, and I've been referring to, is the beginning of Shkia, which is astronomical sunset. That's really, as many of you remember, the opinion of the Gra, that Bein Hashmashos starts, okay, at astronomical sunset. That's the opinion of the Gra. You all remember, Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Tchilas Shkia is 3/4 of a mil before his Seitzak Ochavim, which is 72 minutes after astronomical sunset. But again, we started before Shkia, which is sunset for us. We started, and again, the Chama is Barosh Ha'ilanos, which again, it's before, as we said, before astronomical sunset. And in Eretz Yisrael, people are, they're makbid to go ahead and finish actually before actual sunset, actual tchilas shkia of the Gra. Why is it done that way in Eretz Yisrael? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the issue is we duchen. And since we duchen, so the Kohanim have to duchen before Bein HaShmashos, before Shkia. Now, I know in our yeshiva, we extend it a little bit based on different shitos that give us a little more time after sunset, after Shkia. But really, you're supposed to start and have the duchening before Bein HaShemashos. So when he says here, the Shulchan Aruch, that it should be finished sometime, some of Shkia Sachama, sometime close to Tzeisek Kochavim, that can only be in Chutz La'aretz, where you don't have to worry at all about finishing by Shkia, by sunset, in order for the Kohanim to duchen. But regardless, you could then, after the duchening, go on and have Avinu Malkeinu and Shema Yisrael and Hashem Hu Elokim. All of that can be done after the duchening, so that at the end of the day, we finish practically, at the end of the day, Ne'ilah will be finished at close to Seisak Chavim, but there's a big but we'll definitely start it earlier than, you know, a little time before sunset, so that we can finish the duchening by sunset. We continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. Says V'yesh Omrim Sheyicholim Laharich Ulahamshich B'Tfilas Nila Gam BaLaila. He says there are those that say you can extend Neila even into the night after Tzeisak Ochavim. V'Af Alpisha Ikar Kesvara Rishona. Says, and even though the core opinion is like the, and the way we hold, is like the Svara Rishona, to finish a little before, it says, Mikomakom Achshav Shenoagin Ke Svara Chrona Ein Limchos B'Yadon. He says, now that people are Noeg like the Svara Chrona and actually have the Ne'ila go into the night, we don't object to that. Mikomakom tzrichim al kolponim lizayir ulaschil biyod hayom gadol. It says, still, you have to be careful to start when it is still day significantly. And again, we pointed out even earlier than that in Eretz Yisrael in order to get in duchening. But it should still be day, it should still be before sunset, even in Chutz La'aretz. Because you want to say Hayom Yifne, the Gam Yizayir Loimar Hecharuz Hayom Yifne Hashemesh Yavo VeYifne. That statement that we have in Ne'ilah that is already after the Silent Shmoneh Esrei in the Chazaras Hashas. So that capital where we say Hayom Yifne Hashemesh Yavo VeYifne, that should also, you should be careful to say that Kodem Herev Shemesh, before sunset, Dimlochein Hu Kedover Shkarim Vnei Hashem. It's like you're saying false things before Hashem, because it already set. And to say Hayom Yifne Hashemesh Yavo VeYifne would be Sheker, because it already went ahead and set the sun. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch now, Vitzarech Shliach Tzibur Lekatzer Beslichos Upsukim Sheb Be'emtza Tfila. Shliach Tzibur has to have less Slichos and Psukim in the Tfila. V'gam Ein Lo Limshoch B'Tfila Snila Kol Teva B'Teva Kederech She Moshech B'Shar Tfilos. Says Pearson should be careful, the Baal Tfilos should be careful not to go ahead and extend the Ne'ilah Tfilah like the other Tfilos, saying every word and dragging out the words, Kadei Sheyigmor. So again, the Shulchan Aruch going with his opinion, Kadei Sheyigmor Kodem Shkiyas Achama, so that it could be finished for the end of Shkiyas Achama before, right before Tzeisa Kochavim. Again, going with the opinion that Nila ends right before Tzeisa Kochavim. The Omer Bimkom Kasvenu Rama. The Rama now adds that instead of saying Kasvenu in all the places in Avina Malkenu and in Shmona Esrei, we say Chasmenu and not Kasvenu. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Gimel. The Omer Bimkom Kasvenu, we say Chasmenu. The Chain Kishamagia. So not only when we say v'chasvenu b'sefer achayim to chasmenu, but also when it says chsov l'chayim tovim, we say v'chasom l'chayim tovim. V'chein yomar in b'sefer chayim nizacher v'nichasem, as opposed to nizacher v'nichasev, ki ben ila hu chasimas agzar din. Because in the Ila, that is when the Gzar Din is signed. Shenichta b'Rosh Hashanah is written on Rosh Hashanah al b'nei Adam on people l'tov l'ra'a for good or bad. He's dare, but on Yom Kippur, that's the Chasima. That's when it's sealed. He's dare is ma'od b'tfilah su. Person should be careful to say this tefillah is rizus with alacrity. Because this tefillah, ki tachlis kol aseres yemei tshuva hu yom ha-kippurim, the tachlis yom ha-kippurim hu tefillas nila, the whole focus and thrust and purpose of aseres yemei tshuva is projected toward yom ha-kippurim, and yom ha-kippurim is ultimately projected towards the finality of it, which is the tefillas nila. Shakol holech achar achitum. Everything goes after the chatum, the ending and the sealing, and therefore one should have tremendous kavana in neila. V'mlo achshav emasai. And if not now, when? V'lachein afim chalash hu machmas ha-tainis. Says even if you're weak from the tainis at neila mikol makom yezor. Kedibur chalotzav l'spalel mashav azaka. You should gather yourself together, and even if you're weak, you should, like a gibur, go ahead and have clear thought l'kabel alatzmo, and to mekabel on yourself gidrei atshuva b'emes, all the tshuva, full tshuva, true tshuva, v'haba. The tayer, the sayin oisai, and a person who's coming with proper motives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and desires, and striving, and emistika striving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him, the chasein b'sefer chayim tovim, and he'll be then sealed in a book of good, the book of good life. Yishavata l'aminak sha'akum madik haneros tzorech amiras piyutim b'ni'ila. We should get rid of that minhag to have non-Jews go ahead and light the lights for saying the piyutim in the ila. Ela haneros hadolkim, rather those lights that are still lit. The fazrim b'chol beit hakneset, they should be spread out in the shul. Ze havi rak shvus d'shvus. This is only a shvus d'shvus, which would be okay, the makom mitzvah. So you could say you could have a non-Jew do a derabbanon for a mitzvah, so it becomes a shvus v'shvus, the makom mitzvah. Nachon shem be'erev yom kippurim yazmin akum zeh. So you should hire a non-Jew for this, spread out the candles. Gam shi'enachon shema yom kippurim. Yisabe eze dover machmas ribui haneros chadeshal yavochas v'shalom lide sreifa. So you should also hire a non-Jew to be ready in case there's any sakana based on all the extra candles that are lit on Yom Kippur, to be ready if necessary to do something. Sif Gimel. Imchal b'Shabbos maskir ba shal Shabbos. Aval b'vidui shal achar tfila ein maskirin bo shal Shabbos. If it falls out on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you mention Shabbos in Me'ilah, but in the vidui after the tefillah, you don't mention Shabbos. V'hani mili yachid. And this is all by the yachid. Aval shliach tzibur, kevan she'omer b'toch tefillaso, maskir bo Shabbos. However, the shliach tzibur, who puts the vidui and has the vidui into the actual Shmona Esrei, obviously will mention Shabbos. V'im lo izkir b'zeh, ein matzirin oso. But if it's not mentioned, we do not repeat it. Ein matzirin oso. Sifkat and Dalit, maskir ba shel Shabbos. Kiderech shemaskir b'shvar tfilos hayom. Like you do it on the other tfilos. Sharei adayin yom Shabbosu. Because it's still Yom Shabbos. Afilu osam ama shichin tfilosu b'layla. And even if you continue the ni'ilah on into the night, kevin sheschilu b'od yom, since you go ahead and you started by day, Sarach lahazkir shel Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos in the tefillah of Nila. Sifkat in Heya, Vav Vidui shel Achar Tefillah, Kevin Shekvar Siyem Birchas Shabbos. Since you already finished the Birchas Shabbos, Dainu, Atab Birchat Tanu, Shechaismin, Mekadesh HaShabbos, right, Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim, V'lo Matzino Askara Achar Siyem HaBracha, and there's no mention after this bracha. L'chein Ashi Yatzimu, Kevin Shu Omer HaVidui, Besoch HaTefillah. And that's why Shiach Tzibur, who's doing the vidui in the middle of the tefillah, obviously he's tzarech la'azkir shel Shabbos, and also the actual content of the bracha of atah hivdalta enesh mirosh, kiderech shemaskir bo, same way you mentioned Yom HaKippurim, u'kumo kol birchat atah brachatanu. Anytime you say atah brachatanu, shehu maskir bo shel Shabbos v'shel Yom HaKippurim, like on all times in Yom Tovim, when you say Ata Bechartanu, so you should mention Shabbos and not only Yom HaKippurim. Sif Katan Vav Bezeh, if you did not go ahead and mention Shabbos in the Ne'ilat Tefillah, Chomar Betoch HaVidui, Aval Betoch HaTefillah, but in the actual Tfila, Hiskir, you went ahead and said it. Meaning when the Shulchan Aruch says that if you forgot to mention Shabbos, it doesn't mean you forgot to mention Shabbos at all during the Shmona Esrei of Ne'ilah, but rather it means if Shabbos was not mentioned at all during the vidui of the Shliach Tzibur, then you don't have to repeat it. But not saying Mekadesh HaShabbos in the actual bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim and in the bracha of the Ne'ilah, if you didn't go ahead and mention Shabbos at all during the Ne'ilat Tefillah, as bein yachid ben shliach tzibur, whether you're a yachid, whether you're shliach tzibur, machzirin oso, you have to go back, because even though Ne'ilah is not a specific tefillah that's unique to Shabbos, since it's a tefillah that is being recited on this Shabbos, Shabbos has to be mentioned in that tefillah of Ne'ilah. And all he needs to say when he says that if he did not mention it he doesn't have to go back. That is referring to having mentioned it in the vidui, but not in the totality of the ni'ilat tefila. There, Shabbos has to be mentioned. Continuing weiter, Sif Dalid, Omer Keser Kemo Be Musaf. So again, if you remember the Shulchan Aruch, like Minak Sfard, you say Keser Yitnu Lecha. So he says here, you say Keser like you do in Musaf. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin Kemo Be Musaf. And in the places where you say Na'aritzcha, the Musaf, Omrim Gamkein V'Ne'ila. So the places that say Kesa Yitnu Lecha, like in Musaf, they say that in Ne'ila. Places that say Na'aritzcha in Musaf say Na'aritzcha in Ne'ila. And the Mishnah Berurah adds Uposchin Ha'aron V'Chol Tfilas Ha'Ne'ila. And you keep the Aron open for all of Ne'ila. That's why it's a big kibud to give someone the psicha of Ne'ila, because it's one psicha for all of Ne'ila, just back into the Shulchan Aruch. So once again, Dalet Omer Keser Kemova Musaf. So if you say Keser or Ashkenazim Naritzcha, like in Musaf. And he says, Nosim Kapayim B'Ne'ila. And you have duchening in Ne'ila. V'aminag b'medinas elu shelo lisa kapayim. And the minag in these medinos, again, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the minag is not to duchen. In Eretz Yisrael, as I pointed out, the minag is to duchen. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan ches, nosim kapayim b'ne'ila. Hainu im u'adayin yom. This is if it's still day. Aval im kvar chashcha, ein noisim kapayim. If it already became dark, already it's shkia, you do not do nesias kapayim. The iskish, nesias kapayim la avoda, because there's a hekesh between nesias kapayim and avoda, and avoda is not at night. Kitasiv lasharso ulevarech b'shmo. It says lasharso ulevarech. So the bracha and the avoda is connected. Vavoda hu dafka b'yom, and avoda is dafka by day. Lachain im azman katsar. Therefore, if there's a short amount of time, Yomru ha-piyutim achar ha-tfila kedei shiei nesias kapayim v'yom. This is what some people do. They will rush ahead to get the duchningim and then come back to the piyutim that the Chazan says afterwards. Again, in different places, the different minhagim, whether they skip and they skip parts of the piyutim to get duchening in, and then go back to all the Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum B'chanun. Or do you get the everything in, and you just move quickly, and then just go slowly afterwards with the Avinu Malkeinus? That's what we do in Yeshiva Mevaseret. Because for some kehilas, it's confusing to go ahead and mix up the order. Comes the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Tes. Shelo Lisa Kapayim, is the minag in these Medinos, Medinas Ashkenaz, is not to have duchening, afilu imudayin bevadayom, even if it's for sure day, and they should come upon him nimshach, see him at tefillah ad alayla, because unfortunately, what happens is the end of tefillah will go to the night, and therefore the minag is not duchen. Fichach nagu, therefore the minag became, shelo Lisa Kapayim, not to have duchening, bishumpam et nila. Still, even in places where they do not duchen, we still say Elokeinu v'lekeinu v'seinu, v'racheinu v'abracha, and also Sim Shalom, Omrim, afilu hu laila, even if it's night. So Elokeinu v'lekeinu v'seinu and Sim Shalom is said even after Shkia, Shebezeh ein k'peida kol kach. Here, it's not so makbid, v'pisha aschalas ha-tfila, since the beginning of the tfila, haya Bayom, but once again, in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to duchen. We move weiter, back to the Ramah in Dalid. V'oimim Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, after duchening, we say Avinu Malkeinu. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Omrim Avinu Malkeinu. V'afilu chal b'Shabbos. And he says, even on Shabbos, the last Avinu Malkeinu we say, V'afilu hu adayin yom. And even if it has not yet, okay, reach nighttime, Imnei Shehu Gemar Din, because it's the Gemar Din, so you don't have to worry about Dafka saying it after Seis, even after Shkia, whatever reason, if you're already up to Avinu Malkeinu, you can say it, even though it's not Mamish night, because this is the Gemar Din Mamish. Sif Vav. B'sof HaSlichos Oimim Sheva Pa'amim Hashem Hu Elokim. At the end of Slichos, at the end of Ne'ilah, after the Shemoneh Esrei, we say Hashem Hu Elokim. And Ramah adds Upam Achas Shema Yisrael. You also say Shema Yisrael once before Hashem Hu Elokim. B'shalosh Pa'amim, and three times you say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchusol. That's the Megashkenav, Shema Yisrael once, shalosh three times Baruch Shein Kavod, and seven times Hashem Hu Elokim. All spelled out in the Sefer HaMinhagim. They then token Tashras, then they go ahead and they do the Tkia of Tkia, Shvarim Trua Tkia. Ramah says, V'yesh Omim, She'ein Litkoa Rak Tkia Achas. And the Ramah says, we only do one Tkia. So we have here it says, V'chein Noagin V'medinos Elu, and this is the Minag. And in Chutz La'aretz for sure, we see that that's what's done, one big tkiah at the end. In Vaseret, we happen to actually do like the Shulchan Aruch, the Baal Tokeah actually is Tokeah, tkiah, Shvarim Trua, and tkiah at the end of the davening. And he says here, the Ramah, the token la'achar she'amar kaddish la'achar nila, the tkiah should be after the kaddish, after ne'ila, u'ksas v'kamos, Nagu Litkoa Kodam Kaddish. Some places have the Tekia before Kaddish. And believe it or not, in some places, they actually do it in the middle of Kaddish before Tiskabel. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Yin Aleph. Sheva Pa'amim. Seven times you say Hashem Elokim. Atam. Lavos Hashchina. It's to go ahead and to accompany the Shechina. Shemis Ale La'alois, who is now going up. Mala Mishiva Rekiyim, above the seven Rekiyim. So we say Hashem Elokim seven times. Sif Katan Yitbez, the token, and the Shulchan Aruch says the Tkiyah is one of Tkiyah Shurim Shua Tkiyah Hatam Shehu Siman the Silak Shechina Mala. That's a sign that the Shechina has gone above. Shneimar Allah Elokim Betrua. Hey, Hashem goes up Betrua. Umutel Litkoa Afilu Imchal B'Shabbes Gamkein. And you can go ahead and blow, even if Yom Kippur is Shabbos. The Afal Gav Shadayin Lo Havdilu Petzilah, even though there was not yet any Havdalah, you did not yet daven Mairiv, we have Havdalah in Tzvila. Mikomakom Kevan de Chachmahi, since it's not full Malacha, it's just Chachma. The Einam Malacha Lo Achmir Rabbanan Kulei Hai, Chachma Wenatso Machmir, Afilu Hu Bein Ashmashois, Mutter, and even if it's Bein Ashmashos, it will be permitted to blow. Yehu shvus litzarach mitzvah, because it's only the Rabbanan and it's for a mitzvah. Avalimu b'vadayom. However, on Shabbos, if it's vadayom, if it's totally day still, then asa litkoa, then you would not be able to blow. Like we said, you'd be able to blow on Yom Kippur, even if it was still day. Sif katan yud gimel. V'chein noagim. And it's also the minog, who says, do it that way, to blow once. Ba'acha shetaka, and after they blow once, ha'minag sho'emim mashliach tzibur, ba'akal afterwards, the minag is, l'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, say l'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, that's the minag ha'olam. So again, we have different minagim, he says, whether to blow after Kaddish, whether before Kaddish. Again, there are other places that do it in the middle, adkan, the middle of Kaddish.